All right. Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You were listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Stranger Waves. And today we're starting to work through the Grateful Dead's Spring 1977 tour. This is Going Down the Road Feeling Bad from April 23rd, 1977 at the Springfield Civic Center in Springfield, Massachusetts. Enjoy.
Treating me so.
right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stranger Waves. This is Harrison, and today we're starting something pretty fun that I'm excited about. So this time of year is always exciting because it always reminds me of the Grateful Dead Spring 1977 tour, which for those who are uninformed is pretty unanimously considered to be when the band was at its peak. And the tour is special for a multitude of reasons, not the least being that it's the first full year they were really touring after their hiatus in 1975, but also in that the band had kind of got shuffled around a bit sonically in 1976, and they have new material to work with as Terrapin Station was looming on the horizon at this point. And I don't know, there's a lot to say about this era, and I will be doing that over the next month or so, give or take. I'll be dedicating each show to kind of, today I'm going to be doing a smattering of different early Spring 77 shows, so you guys can kind of get a feel of what this era sounds like. And then the 3 weeks following this, I'll be dedicating each to a specific show. Next week will be dedicated to May 5th, 1977 at the Boston Garden. The day after that will be dedicated to, May 7th, 1977 at the Boston Garden. The day after that will be, or the week after that will be dedicated to May 8th, 1977, Cornell, and the week after that will be dedicated to May 9th, 1977 at Buffalo. And so I'm really hoping to kind of show everybody why I guess these shows are so important and play some really great music, and we're going to get into that. Another fun part, I guess kind of to sum up this entire era of some fun parts about it, one, the pace seems to be pretty much fast across the board. Shows could sometimes, you know, differentiate in pace between slow and fast, but really in Spring 77 they were just kind of going at it, and a lot of similar set lists. So if you go through and kind of listen to this whole tour, you're going to get a lot of the same songs but sort of different versions, and it's fun to kind of, you know, comb through and pick out the ones that you like the best. And there was really short turnaround time between sets as well, which was not unusual but is definitely a hallmark of this era, specifically May. I mean, the Boston, Cornell, Buffalo shows are pretty much considered to be the three best shows in the band's entire history, and they were performed without a break in between them. So, yeah, buckle up. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that was from April 23rd, 1977, which was the second show of the tour. I went through the first show, and I wasn't really a huge fan of a lot of stuff, but this Going Down the Road Feeling Bad is one of my favorites, so I thought I would start off with that. Even though it's normally a set closer, y'all will just have to deal with it. Up next, we got what I would consider to be the first really hot show of the tour, and that is April 30th, 1977 at the Palladium in New York City. This is It's All Over Now, which is a Rolling Stones cover from their album, I believe, 12x5, which came out in 1964, if I'm not mistaken. It's one of my favorite Rolling Stones tracks, very blues heavy. And yeah, so this is It's All Over Now from the Palladium show, and we'll get right into that. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so that was It's All Over Now at the Palladium on April 30th, 1977. So yeah, I've always liked that cover a lot. I don't think it gets enough love from Deadheads, but they played it a fair bit throughout this time, a lot in 76 and 77. Got another song up from that show on April 30th at the Palladium. This is definitely what I would consider to be the highlight of the show and what kind of got me to listen to the whole thing after hearing it. It's an absolutely incredible Terrapin Station. It's also one of the first. I believe it's within the first 10, maybe even less than that. But this one's an absolute screamer. It might be my favorite of the 77 tour. I don't want to absolutely stamp that quite yet, but it's definitely up there. And I'm playing, you know, one of the bigger songs on the first day of, you know, this little walkthrough. So it should let you know that it's pretty great, because I'm saving a lot of the big ones for later. I mean, specifically, Cornell and Boston have some really, really heavy hitters on them, so I'm saving some of the bigger tracks for that. But this is Terrapin Station from April 30th, 1977 at the Palladium in New York City. I hope you enjoy.
Token rhyme suggesting rhythm that will not forsake me till my tears told will enough. While the fire lights aglow, strange shadows from the flames will grow till things we've never seen seem familiar. Ago. Here beside him stands a man, a soldier from the looks of him, who came through many fights but lost it love. Strategy was a strength, not disaster. Choice. Soon you will not hear his voice. his job is to shed light, not to master.
Terrapin,
the end, don't begin.
and Jamal.
If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu, under designation, select Arts, Sciences, and Engineering, then Other, then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for keeping us freeform. So yeah, that was the ninth ever Terrapin Station, which was an encore on April 30th, 1977. I absolutely love it. I think that it's probably my favorite of all the Terrapins that they played during this tour, which was a lot. Frankly, they played it, I think, upwards of 15 times between April and, what is that? Yeah, June. So, I don't know. Go take a look. There's some great ones in there. The one from Boston Garden on May 7th is also definitely a highlight and opens up a perfect second set, but we'll be talking about that next week, and trust me, I have a lot to say about that show. It's incredible. But yeah, now we're getting into, I think, what most people would consider to be the real start of the spring tour, which is the, before this there was about 10 shows. Most of them were played at the same venue multiple nights in a row, and then we get to the four big ones from spring of 77. Really, a lot of people consider there to be three big ones. I like to lump New Haven in with it because New Haven deserves to be there. So, May 5th, 1977, the Grateful Dead descend on New Haven, Connecticut, and play a pretty excellent show that unfortunately gets a little bit overshadowed by the three that come after it. But then again, when you're dealing with Boston Garden and Cornell, it's a bit difficult not to get overshadowed. But New Haven deserves to be right there in the conversation with the rest of them. And it's, you know, it's really incredible. And with this show, I can introduce a pretty important character in the Grateful Dead's, I guess, kind of mythos. And that would be Betty Cantor, who was a sound engineer working with the Dead all the way back from Anthem of the Sun, which was, what, 68, 69? And she's probably the most famous quote-unquote taper from, you know, the Dead's touring years that you could probably ever pick out. And a lot of that has to do with her being the one who kind of helped get Cornell circulated and then eventually released back in 2016. She's heavily responsible for that show being as widely circulated as it was, as her tape was the one that frequently got traded. So Betty's pretty legendary in the taper scene, and her tapes are often referred to as Betty boards. So, and they sound the best, right? Like, pretty much across the board, Betty's recordings always sounded the best, and they paint the band in the best sort of light. They're very warm. Donna comes through very nicely. Side note, Donna sounded incredible on that Terrapin Station. Gotta shout her out more frequently. Keith always comes through nicely. And my favorite part about Betty boards, they're very bass heavy. You really get to hear Phil doing his thing, which is great. So May 5th, 1977, and then the three big ones after, all three of them are Betty boards, the ones that are widely circulated. And the Boston Garden vinyl release that just came out, from what I've been able to ascertain, comes from a Betty board before David Lemieux kind of did his thing and touched it up and, you know, made it sound pretty excellent. But yeah, this is the first of those Betty shows, and I cannot overstate how important she is to kind of the Grateful Dead in general, but specifically the Spring 77 tour, which she captured most of. And I don't know how fondly remembered it would be nowadays if there weren't such, you know, excellent recordings kind of kicking around, and you can't thank her enough for that. But back to the point at hand, May 5th, 1977, we have Peggy O, which is a song that I forget about too frequently, but every time I listen to it, I remember how much I absolutely love it. It's a 18th century Scottish folk song, first written down late 1790s, and has been covered by a ton of groups. If you just type in Pretty Peggy O, you will see a good amount of them. This is probably my favorite version from the Grateful Dead. It's beautiful. Jerry is in peak form here, and I hope you enjoy. This is Peggy O from May 5th, 1977 in New Haven, Connecticut. We'll be right back. All right, that was Peggy O from May 5th, 1977 in New Haven, Connecticut. Sorry about the little technical difficulty at the beginning there. I'm kind of bouncing between multiple sources of audio to get all this going, so it's a little bit difficult sometimes. I absolutely love Peggy O. I think it's one of the prettiest songs ever written, and the Dead tend to kill it whenever they play it. Another really excellent version comes from the Boston Garden Show a couple days after this. Another absolute standout version of Peggy O. And I was debating between playing that one next week or this one. I just prefer this version, so that's what we're going with. We're going to keep with May 5th, 1977, because I think that, again, deserves to be in the conversation with Cornell and Boston. And probably, I don't know, I think the Peggy O is probably the highlight, but this would be my runner-up for the other, you know, kind of great track at this show, and that is St. Stephen. It's part of a little mash at the end of St. Stephen into Sugar Magnolia into and then Johnny B. Goode is the encore. And so I'm just going to let it play. I think I timed stuff a little bit incorrectly this time. I thought I was going to have less time at the end than I ended up having. So we're going to play St. Stephen, and then I'm just going to let it run into, Sugar Magnolia. And we'll just kind of stop it when my time's up. But thanks so much for tuning in if I don't get to come back in and say goodbye. And yeah, I'm really excited for the next couple weeks on this because the Boston Garden Show and Cornell are just, you know, two of my all-time favorites. I cannot stop talking about them to save my life. I'm writing a paper on Cornell for one of my classes because of how significant of a moment musically it has turned out to be. And the Dead are going back there on May 8th. Luckily enough, my show happens to land on May 8th, so that will be Cornell Day. And I'm going to have a lot of fun picking out some good stuff to play for y'all. But this is St. Stephen from May 5th, 1977 in New Haven, Connecticut. And then after that, it's going to be Sugar Magnolia. Thanks so much for tuning in and getting this first little bit of the Spring 77 tour. And I will be back same time next week with even better music. This has been Harrison. You have been listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. This has been Stranger Waves. I'll see you next week.